The proposal by Democratic lawmakers says a new school funding system should be in place by 2009 that uses a combination of state money and a reduced level of property taxes. The plan requires nothing and provides no hard details. But it was overwhelmingly popular among those who testified at a public hearing, including Jennifer Morales of the Milwaukee School Board. Her district just voted to increase the school property tax levy by 9%, which was less than the 16% the state school funding formula would have allowed.
To spare the homeowners of today, we cheated and will continue to cheat the children of tomorrow.
Randy Kunsch, who teaches in the Phillips School District in Price County, says his district has made cuts to guidance counselors, principals, bus routes, extracurricular activities, and gifted education. Kunsch told lawmakers he hired them to do what's right for children.
And if you don't do what's right, when I pull the curtain in the voting booth, I will do what's right.
But Republican Senator Luther Olson said this plan should not be billed as a panacea, since in reality there's no answer that will make everyone happy. For example, Olson says leaning harder on the income or sales tax to finance schools would let wealthy property owners off the hook.
I want to make sure that the folks who own the most expensive property in the state of Wisconsin are help paying for our children. And if we move away from property taxes, they get off scot-free.
Olson says that in his mind, the most important question lawmakers need to figure out is how much of an incremental funding increase the state can afford. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.